Good evening, and we begin tonight with the breaking news, the dramatic shootout, and tonight one of the most wanted men after the terror attacks in Paris, now captured alive. A massive show of force in Brussels, Belgium, and then this. A series of explosions and then smoke, several arrests, including the man believed to be at the center of a four-month manhunt across Europe. And it turns out he was right in the neighborhood they began searching from the start. Salah Abdeslam, cornered just yards from his family's home, wounded, but alive tonight. And authorities now plan to grill him. ABC's Alex Marquardt on the scene in Brussels with the takedown and this question tonight. Who was helping him to hide right there where authorities had been for months?
Tonight, gunshots ringing out as heavily armed SWAT teams moved in. Residents running for cover as one of the world's most wanted men is cornered on this Brussels street. Salah Abdeslam, believed to be the man in the hooded sweatshirt, dragged off the pavement by police. Shot in the leg, you can see him limping as they force him into the car. The special forces training their guns on nearby buildings, looking for possible accomplices, as an ambulance whisks Abdeslam away to the hospital. Now in custody, guarded by masked men. The 26-year-old Abdeslam was the only survivor of the group of terrorists who carried out the highly coordinated, deadly Paris attacks that claimed 130 lives. A French citizen raised in Belgium, he rented the car that drove a team of suicide bombers to the soccer stadium. A match between Germany and France was underway, interrupted by those powerful blasts. Abdeslam also rented the car that dropped off the ISIS gunman at the Bataclan Theater, where an American rock band was performing, freezing in fear as shots rang out. A pregnant woman hanging out the window, begging for help. Not far away, Abdeslam's brother Ibrahim opened fire on this cafe and later detonated a suicide vest, the chaos captured in this Daily Mail video. Authorities believe Salah Abdeslam planned on carrying out another attack that night himself, but got cold feet. ABC News has learned that he then called two friends in Belgium, asking to be picked up. This surveillance image was taken at a French gas station before he slipped across the border into Belgium. In the months that followed, a massive manhunt. Belgian authorities conducting more than 100 raids, arresting more than 58 people. Abdeslam's friends told ABC News that he was trying to get to Syria.
But it turns out the fugitive was hiding out for at least part of the time right here in his own neighborhood, captured today just yards from his family's home.
Police got their big break on Tuesday, raiding this home in Brussels. A gunfight ensued, one man killed by sniper fire. Two others escaped, one of them believed to be Abdeslam, reportedly jumping out of this window. But he left something behind. Forensics teams scoured the house and found his fingerprints, along with a cache of weapons and an ISIS flag. The net tightened, and this morning, after more than 4 months on the run, authorities finally got their man. Tonight, the neighborhood still rocked with explosions as the anti-terror operation continued. The police on guard, the streets sealed tight.